Democrat Omar Kampanaja referred to terrorist grandfather as legend in 2015. By Joel B. Polak on October 15, 2018. Democrat Omar Kampanaja referred to his Palestinian terrorist grandfather, Muhammad Yusuf al-Najjar, as a legend in an Instagram post in 2015. Though he told the media earlier this year he condemns his grandfather's actions. Muhammad Yusuf al-Najjar, also known as Abu Yusuf or Abu Yusuf al-Najjar, was a senior member of the Palestinian terrorist group Black September that murdered 11 Israeli athletes at the 1972 Munich Olympics, according to the Times of Israel. He was assassinated by Israeli commandos in Beirut in 1973. In addition, Palestinian Media Watch identifies the late al-Najjar as Yasser, Arafat's deputy, and commander of operations for the terrorist organization Black September. The Jewish Virtual Library entry on Muhammad Yusuf al-Najjar, Abu Yusuf, indicates his pivotal role in Palestinian terror, original links. Leader from Gaza, member of the General Union of Palestinian Students, GUPS, helped to set up Fatah in the late 1950s. Active role in setting up organizations similar to Fatah in Saudi Arabia and Qatar. School teacher, commander of Al-Asifa, Fatah's military arm. Named to the PLO Executive Committee in 1968. In early years first military commander of Fatah. Leader and operational head of Black September organization. Operated 1970-74. Killed by an Israeli raid in Beirut on April 10, 1973. Kampanaja told Israel's left-wing Daily Haaretz earlier this year that as an American citizen living in the 21st century, I will never be able to understand or condone the actions and motivations of my grandfather. He added that his grandfather's actions were horrific. Innocent civilians were murdered. There is never justification for killing innocent civilians. Haaretz noted that Kampanajar's father, Yasser Najjar, a former Palestinian Authority, PA, official, had expressed a different opinion, telling the Washington Post in 1996 that he was proud of his father's terrorism, though he personally had come to accept peace and a two-state solution. In his 2015 Instagram post, which is still live, Kampanaja praised his father, noting that his grandfather was regarded as a legend. It's back-breaking work being my dad, and being his son requires broad shoulders. For me, it's dealing with the pressure of being his son. In the eyes of many, Yasser Muhammad al-Najjar is the son of a legend, and a hero in his own right. He added, I have two generations of public servants running through my veins. In another post, praising his mother, who is Mexican-American. On Mother's Day, Kampanaja hinted at a close family relationship with Yasser Arafat, the terrorist who led the Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO, and later the PA. You've always been there for me, as a baby throwing cookies at your head from a car seat, as a toddler who never believed in diapers, cursed and spat at Yasser Arafat's wife for trying to feed me soup, Kampanaja said. Kampanaja is running against incumbent Representative Duncan Hunter, RCA, in the 50th Congressional District. Hunter and his wife were indicted earlier this year on federal charges of misusing campaign money, though they protest their innocence. An ad by Hunter drawing attention to Kampanajar's grandfather, and suggesting that he would be a security risk if elected to Congress, has been criticized heavily by mainstream media fact-checkers and critics. Breitbart News reached out to the Kampanaja campaign for comment several hours before publication of this article, but did not receive a response. This article will be updated with such comment when it is provided. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.